This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Bag Bomb, you say we make a ton of money on this deal. And on top of it, you can say you're saving the children's teeth. Brilliant. Tell me more.
We have an opportunity to introduce toxic products into the water supply, and it's good for the kids. Science says so. Even the Surgeon General is on board.
Okay, whatever. What about the money?
This is the beauty part. If we can get City Council to agree to it, let's just say your campaign financing problems will be, alleviated. Fertilizer companies will have to dispose of their waste, and one excellent way is to sell it to cities to put in their water. They get a load of tax credits, and there are tons of perks for those who choose to help them.
I'm leaving the council, but this could be my legacy. I can hear it now. Randy Liprod, he was for the kids. I'm in, and I'll line up the others. No one wants to say they voted against the kids.
There's the genius, and we'll get to insult and condescend to anyone who questions because we are backed by science.
Wow, this is awesome. Maybe they'll put up a statue of me for my amazing child advocacy. Maybe they'll write on the plaque, Andy Liprod, savior of the children. That will be amazing.
Line up the rest of council, Liprod, and you'll get your statue.
Andy Liprod soon got council to go along with the industrial waste project.
You guys, it's perfectly safe. And don't you want to ensure you can get future campaigns funded? Come on, this public financing crap has never worked. And do you want to spend your lives raising money? This is a money machine, and it's for the kids.
For the kids?
When you mention kids, we have no choice.
Toxic waste is good for kids.
We love kids.
Great, I knew I could count on you. Now keep your mouth shut and we'll ram this through.
And ram it through they did. Almost. Unfortunately for Andy and his pals, not everyone was excited about getting toxic waste in the drinking water.
Hey, City Council just voted to add toxic waste to the water!
That's terrible!
Let's start a petition to take it to a vote!
Great idea!
And so they did, much to the chagrin of Andy and, you know, his pals.
Hello!
It's those damn citizens. They refuse to have people tell them what to do. Goddamn independent-minded son of bitches with their goddamn public process.
Well, you have to make it right, Andy. We have millions riding on this deal. And the damned EPA is breathing down our necks to move this stuff. We have a warehouse of this stuff ready to move. And the city that once worked is our last market. Well, you in Honolulu, but your water, that delicious, pure, bull-run water, is really what we want. Adding our waste products is only the beginning. We have big plans here, Liprod, and we want you to be a part of it. It would be a crying shame not to get that statue, wouldn't it?
I want my statue! I'll make it happen, sir.
You'd better. We have already bought the equipment, and we're hiring Mayor Sharky Scales campaign manager, Evil Witchell, to run the campaign. If he can get people to buy Sharky, he'll get them to believe toxic waste will prevent cavities in their kids.
Wait! I thought you said toxic waste does prevent cavities.
You actually believe that, Andy? Wow. I guess I am a better salesperson than I thought. Of course, it does nothing for cavities. It's all about fixing our wallets.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get it. We are just telling the people that toxic waste prevents cavities to get them to vote for it. Be sure to go for the gullible ones. Those clean water fanatics got to too many people last time. They blindsided us, the bastards. The city that once worked is in crisis. Dental crisis. Did you know that our children, especially minority children, are at risk for the scourge of humanity? That's right. Dental caries are plaguing our...
In order to save our children, there is only one solution. That is, we must vote to add a naturally occurring substance to the local water supply. We'll never taste it. And there are absolutely no side effects. You and your children will love it.
Vote yes for our children. And remember that all reputable scientists recommend our lovely tooth-saving substance. But leave it to us to determine what makes them reputable. Trust us. We are for the kids.
Be sure to send your ballot in by May 21st. Vote yes!
The group called itself Healthy Wallets, Healthy City, and was quickly embraced by business, liberal politicians, public education, and mainstream dentists. Sharky Scales, former campaign manager Evil Witchell, took to the helm. And soon, the $1,000 donations from the fertilizer companies channeled through state legislature, led by Representative Fools Bailey, began to roll in. Jason, the intern, was astonished. He had just received a B.S., in self-esteem from the local university and was surprised that getting an internship at Healthy Wallets, Healthy City was so easy.
Wow, Mr. Witchell, this money is crazy. What are we going to do with all this money?
Just shut up and count it and keep your mouth shut. No one is to know about this.
But, sir, I don't know much about politics, but aren't we supposed to be reporting these donations?
Oh, we will. We have plenty of time, and we can report it at the last minute. That buys us some time. We don't want to give anyone the impression that we are tied to fertilizer companies. Sends the wrong message.
You may remember Jason from previous episodes of The City That Once Worked. Jason is 27 years old. Out of college for 5 years and still hasn't managed to hold down a real job ever. For the last year, he worked on a post-baccalaureate degree in self-esteem and lived off his maxed-out student loans, and he finally landed his internship with Healthy Wallets, Healthy City Campaign.
Now my career is taking off.
And a good thing, too, Jason's parents suffered in the recession of 2008 and had to sacrifice to support Jason while he lived in the city that once worked. And attempted various schemes and scams to make money, none of which really worked out very well.
Mom, it's me, Jason.
Jason, my little boy. How's my baby?
Mom, I'm 27 years old. I'm not a little boy.
You'll always be my little boy, my Iggly Wiggly Woo.
Mom, remember how when I was little you never let me eat anything that didn't come from Whole Foods?
Well, of course, sweetie, nothing is too good for my Jaycee Wacey.
Mom, I'm scared. I was at the food bank today, and you wouldn't believe what they tried to force on me. Canned vegetables with that final crap in the cans and all this gluten stuff. I think they were trying to kill me. I just hope Dad gets a job soon. What if all I can get is that factory farm food? And besides, I don't even know how to cook it.
It'll be okay, sweetie. Maybe if I sell the second car, I could send you a little money so you won't have to go through that again.
Jason was unnatural for the job. He was gullible.
It's true. Toxic waste is safe and prevents cavities.
And aggressive.
You don't want toxic waste in the water? What's wrong with you? You must hate children or you're anti-science.
The Healthy Wallets, Healthy City group put Jason in charge of their social media, where he blocked anyone who asked questions or disagreed with toxic waste.
Oh, here's the Healthy Wallets, Healthy City Facebook page. I've been wanting to ask them a question. Let's see. Dear Healthy Wallets, Healthy City, my doctor recommended that I avoid toxic waste products because of my thyroid problems. What should I do if this measure passes?
What a loser! I'm going to write, "What the hell is wrong with you? You must hate children." Besides, if you read our frequently asked questions, you'd know that toxic waste has absolutely no risk. I am blocking you. Questions will not be tolerated.
Jason had become a true believer in the safety and efficacy of toxic waste. He was able to debate the subject for hours.
Yes?
Well, hello, ma'am. I am here to tell you all about toxic waste in the water supply. We are having a dental crisis in the city that once worked, and toxic waste is the only thing that will fix it.
Oh, no, thank you. thanks. I'm voting against toxic waste.
And Jason sprung into high alert mode. An enemy.
Well, that is ridiculous. Toxic waste is proven to be safe and effective. I guess you've been listening to those anti-science clean water people. Tell me, why did you decide to make the wrong choice here?
I don't care to tell you. You're being rude.
You are abusive and disrespectful. All the respected scientists support toxic waste. You are nothing but a sheep following the herd.
Hello, police?
Okay, I can take a hint. Sorry. Maybe I should call the police on you for not supporting toxic waste.
Oh, get out!
But luckily, Jason wasn't discouraged. He was convinced that everything he did was just fine, thanks to his loving parents who praised him for everything.
Jason McTootie, such a genius.
Maybe we should bronze this one. I know he'll want a souvenir of this precious moment.
Jason had such high self-esteem that very little fazed him, except for one little thing. His hipster friends were all voting against toxic waste, quite a tool for working for Healthy Wallets, Healthy Portland.
Toxic waste is bad.
Hitler used it.
They are anti-science.
Hey, we're going to go hear a band. A cool band at the anti-toxic waste rally.
Oh, shit. I really want to go. But what if someone takes my picture and my boss sees it? I'll be in trouble. Oh, that band is lame anyway. Bunch of pussies. They must hate kids.
Poor Jason. As the campaign wore on, more and more information came out about the perfidy of the Toxic Waste campaign.
Oh my God. I don't know what to do. Do I try to save face by walking away? What of my reputation? Yeah. No one in the sustainability community wants this stuff. But if I walk, I'll lose my internship. And there will be that huge dark hole on my resume. What to do? What to do?
Jason was stymied and decided to deal with his dilemma the usual way, by taking a nap. Even in sleep, Jason kept hearing voices.
Toxic waste is good for waste is good.
The city that once worked is having a dental crisis of epidemic proportions.
The city that once worked is having a dental crisis of epidemic proportions.
That's the waste.
But Jason was also hearing another, more disturbing voice.
Toxic waste is poison.
Toxic waste is poison.
What about that fish?
And then there were more voices.
Don't pay attention to them. They are anti-science. Science has the answers.
Toxic waste is safe and ethical. Why? Because we said so.
This is awful. What am I going to do? I need the internship. But my credibility is really bad if I stay with Healthy Wallets, Healthy City.
And then another voice chimes in. One Jason had never heard before.
And it will ruin the beer!
No! Not the beer!
The voices continued in Jason's head until suddenly... And that was the end of Jason's internship with Healthy Wallets, Healthy City. He was the first casualty of the toxic waste debate. As you are listening, the ballots have been mailed. Please consider, as you are voting, that toxic waste will definitely make your head explode.
All right.
If it hasn't already. All right, let's go eat.
The City That Once Worked was written and produced by Virginia Furr and directed by Virginia Furr and Rolf Sandbreven.
Nothing's been proven here. Nothing certain. Don't fuck this up.
I don't quite see what you're getting at, Jack.
Water. That's what I'm getting at, water.
Nothing's been proven here.
Mandrake, water is the source of all life.
Nothing certain.
Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation? Fluoridation of water?
Don't fuck this up.
Yes, I have heard of that, Jack. Yes.
Well, do you know what it is?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous plot we have ever had to face? It's incredibly obvious, isn't it?
Nothing's been proven here. Nothing
foreign substance is introduced into our precious bodily fluids.
Nothing's been proven here.
Without the knowledge of the individual?
Nothing certain.
Certainly without any choice.
Not quite. See what you're getting at, Jack.
Water. That's what I'm getting at, water.
Go get a bucket. Go get a bucket.
Mandrake, water is the source of all life.
Nothing's been proven here.
Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation? Fluoridation of water?
Nothing, sir. Don't fuck this up.
Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous plot we have ever had to face?
Oh, I should go to the bathroom. This is ridiculous.
Your suit took a hit.
What? It couldn't be the cobbler, that much I know.
It's not the cobbler's.
Do you want to clean up in the bathroom? Or?
Fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous plot we have ever had to face. Fluoridation, fluoridation of water. 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 Fluoridation of water.
If we don't get this right, Walter will be out on his ass in 2 weeks and so will we.
Okay.
Cooper here.
Hello?
Hello? This is Cooper.
Your name is Cooper?
Yes. Who is this?
Is that your first name?
That's what everyone calls me.
How's it going, Cooper?
Okay, I guess.
That's good. Where are you right now?
Wait a second. Who is this?
Does it matter?
Do I know you?
Maybe. Do you want to know me?
Jane, is that you?
That's what you want to call me. Where are you right now, Cooper? Are you at home?
How do I know you?
You're at home, aren't you? And no one else is with you. There's no Mrs. Cooper?
No, there is no Mrs. Cooper. Who is this?
Does that really matter, Cooper? You're not out watching the big event, are you?
Yeah, the Portland Big Run? Nah, too many crowds. Do I know you?
Want to know me?
Who put you up to this?
You're all alone right now, aren't you, Cooper? And you're at home.
It is a holiday today.
Yes, a holiday. Everyone in the city is out watching the big race, except you and me.
Did O'Reilly put you up to this? Is this one of his pranks?
I don't know any O'Reilly, and I don't care about him. I want you, Cooper.
You don't even know me.
I like your voice. Are you alone?
If you don't level with me, I'll hang up on you. Who gave you my number?
No one. I was dialing someone else.
A wrong number?
Yes, but then I liked the sound of your voice, Cooper, and then we kept talking. Oh, please don't hang up. You don't mind talking to me, do you?
I guess not. Who were you trying to call?
It doesn't really matter. An old friend. I was feeling lonely. But now, I'm talking to you.
Do you do this often?
Do what often?
Talk to strangers on the phone. Carry on conversation after dialing a wrong number?
No. But there's always a first time. You didn't hang up on me, did you? You're alone, and I'm alone. But we're not alone. I'm here with you. My lips next to your ear. Can you feel my breath on your ear as I speak? Cooper, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I like your voice, Cooper. I can tell things about your voice.
What things?
She's I can tell that you're in good health and that you are. I want you.
Yes?
I'm not wearing any clothes and I'm lying in bed. Keep talking to me, Cooper.
What do you want me to say?
Tell me what you want me to do. Tell me you want me.
I don't know.
Your voices make me hot, Cooper. Tell me what you want.
I guess I don't even know your name.
I'll tell you my name.
Yes?
My name is Angel.
Angel?
Yes. Angel Omega. I am your Angel of Carnal Delight.
Angel of Carnal Delight?
Your sexual fantasies come to life. Close your eyes, Cooper. Do you want to make love to me? Do you want to hold me tight and put your hands all over me? Is that what you want?
Yes. I want to make love to you.
Close your eyes. I'm in the room with you. I'm in the room with you, Cooper.
Yes, you're in the room with me.
You're touching yourself, aren't you? You want to make love to me.
Yes, yes, I'm inside you. I'm fucking you. Oh.
Let me whisper into your ear. Crepe tus que de mors malum. Crepe tus que de mors malum. Crepidus quede mors malum.
Crepidus quede mors malum. Crepidus quede mors malum. Crepidus quede mors malum. Crepidus quede mors malum. Crepidus quede mors malum.
What the?
I'm lying on the floor of my apartment. The phone is near me, off the hook. I pull up my pants as I get to my feet. My hand is wet and sticky. I don't feel well. My head is all confused. You will be acting out one of your obsessions. The voices are back, but I can't really understand them. They are deep in the darkness of my head. I need to call the doctor. I pick up the phone off the floor. I am confused. I need to call the doctor. What is today? I am confused. I need to call the doctor.
Dr. Maldormus's office.
Dr. Maldormus, thank God you're there. I just remembered it's a holiday.
Of course I'm here. Holidays are when patients usually need me most. Is that you, Cooper?
Yes, I really need to talk to you.
Cooper, are you okay?
I don't know, Doctor. I just woke up. I was lying on the floor with a phone off the hook and...
Do you remember what happened before that?
No, I think the phone rang. Yes, the phone rang, and I picked it up and... And...
And?
Then I was on the floor and my head is dizzy. The voices came back. No, it's a complete blackout. I picked up the phone, and the caller, I think it was a wrong number.
Most likely, yes. A wrong number. But something must have triggered this reaction. You're not having flashbacks, are you?
I don't know. I think they're there, and I can't even see them. It's like they're flickering just beyond my vision.
This is very good news, Cooper. That means the hypnotherapy is progressing. Once I put you under a few more times, you will be able to overcome this complex.
But right now, I need something, Doctor.
You need to go outside and get some fresh air, Cooper.
Outside, Doctor? Are you sure I should be outside when I'm feeling like this?
Yes, Cooper. You must trust me.
Okay, Doctor. I just don't want to hurt anyone or myself.
Getting better, Cooper.
Crepitus caede mors malum. Sede nostris, la stadia ranga.
Crepitus caeri mors manum, sede morestris lest aria ranga. Crepitus caeri mors manum, sede morestris lest aria ranga.
I keep hearing those words, spoken by his voice as I get off the subway and walk through the tunnel and then up the stairs into sunlight. The pack was heavy on my back. A blur of voices and faces are in the street. The downtown streets are more crowded than usual. His voice in my head reassures me in the dizzying crowd.
You will know what to do. You will be acting out one of your obsessions. Just remember, it will not be real. It will be an act. You mustn't worry about anything. By acting out the obsession, you will eventually conquer it.
Sometimes life seems so complicated, but today everything is so clear and concise. Every moment in sharp relief against the next. There are people everywhere waiting for more runners to come in, but I am looking for a specific man who will be waiting for me at a specific place.
Disrupt their pleasant dreams. In moments, they will live in a different world. The veil will be ripped away. You did very well, Angel.
It was nothing. You embedded the code in his head. All I did was open the door with the right words. I felt such power over him, knowing those words would do that to him. So much power, and we're not even in the same room.
Yes, the power to crush the ant simply because you can. As long as you know that it is my power you feel.
And yet you needed me. Otherwise, why share all this with me?
A work of art such as this surely should not be experienced alone.
But why risk having me tell him the words? Why didn't you call him yourself?
You're far more seductive than I.
You needed me. You could not have done this yourself.
I suppose not, given that we needed to get the subject matter into a heightened state of arousal for all the words to take effect on his subliminal mind. I suppose I would have failed on those grounds unless I could unlatch his latent homosexuality. But given our time restraints for the project, I decided it would be more expedient to have you make the phone call.
This is mine, just as much as it's yours.
Don't let your silly head run wild, my dear Angel. You were merely following my orders. I could find any young, sweet-voiced trollop to fill in your tight little skirt.
What? You'd hypnotize them to make the phone calls for you? I don't think it can work that way.
How do you know I didn't hypnotize you to do it?
Because I told you I wanted to do it.
How do you know I didn't hypnotize you to want to do it? Where are you going, Angel? I thought maybe we'd celebrate our big day with a candlelit dinner and champagne. Come back here. Come back here. Come back here. That's a good girl.
He didn't do that, did he? I wanted this. He can't take this away from me. I wanted to be in on this. He can't do this. that, Kenny? Make me think a certain way?
Of course I can. It's not a difficult trick. Advertising firms are slowly catching on. But they only have a hint of the powers that I'm capable of.
You can't take this away from me. You're just afraid because I had something on you. The great Dr. Maldromus is afraid. You needed me, and you hate the fact that you need me.
Set to bomb, set the bomb, to set bomb, the bomb to set, the bomb to set. What am I thinking? This isn't going to work. This is all bullshit. This isn't a real bomb.
We got Billings.
What the fuck's the matter with you guys? Catch them, not kill them.
They jumped us.
Wait, you gonna kill me?
So, this is an exercise, right?
That's right. That's all it is. An exercise. Emergency preparedness training.
What kind of an emergency are we talking about?
You know, domestic terrorist attacks.
Terrorist.
What am I doing here? I don't want my little brother to get messed up in this shit. They want to pin it on an Arab, but they couldn't find one. I hate this country, and sometimes I want to do these things to get revenge. This is a cruel country if you are alone and afraid, but this is too far. And then I find out it's all an FBI setup, a false flag to throw fear into the people. They want me to be their patsy, their big arrest, with another fake bomb in. I need to get the hell out of here.
You cannot find your way out, Sarsky. You are confused. You need to listen to me. I'm talking inside your head. Words I spoke into your ear many days ago while you were in a hypnotic trance. You need to listen to what I have to tell you.
This illegitimate government stealing money from hardworking people and giving it away to lazy bastards. And then they want to take away our weapons so that we can't defend ourselves? One of these days they will push us too far. One of these days we'll use the Second Amendment remedies to take back freedom and liberty.
Everyone knows everyone else. No one is friendly in this country. They don't like me. This country hates Muslims, killing them overseas every day with drones. The mask of their smiles as they pretend to be your friend. But when something happens, when a Muslim does something bad, it's your fault because you're a Muslim too.
But not when it's a Christian. Not when it's some gun nut. No one blames the other Christians. No one blames the gun nuts. They blame the Muslims. Why not strike back?
It won't do any good to strike back. You'll only make things worse.
All the world will laugh when they see the bully crying on the floor. This country is a bully. The only thing a bully knows is hurt, so that's what we'll give him.
And that will stop the bully? Or will it only make him a bigger bully? Besides, the people out there aren't the ones who are doing that stuff. They aren't the ones killing your friends. They are innocent people.
This is a democracy, isn't it? They don't do anything to stop their government from doing these things, do they? The people out there are just as guilty as their government. There are no innocent people in this country.
It is not so simple, Tom and Zuki. The world is not so simple. The world is not black and white. You need to see in all colors.
And now I'm thinking, maybe she's right. Even though I'm miserable here, there's still hope for my brother. What good will it do to hurt these smug, stupid fools and their stupid foot race? I never should have come here. I need to give him the backpack. Give him the backpack. There he is, right where he's supposed to be.
You will hand him the backpack, and then you will run as fast as you can. You will return home, and you will not remember anything that happened.
Why the hell am I still here? I'm not playing along with this stupid game. I need to go home. The runners are coming in and the crowds are happy. I will go home and have a long talk with my brother.
Listen to my voice, Tomoran Zarsky. You will stand at this place and you will not move from the spot until the man arrives.
Yes, that's what I'll do. I'll go home, listen to some music, and yet I realize I have not moved from the same spot along the route. And now a man walks up to me determinedly. It's like a bad dream, where you can't stop it from happening.
This is for you, sir. May the world be safe from itself and the Phoenix rise again.
Why are you giving me this? Come back here. This is a fake bomb. Damn you, I'm not going to take the fall for this. I need to think about my brother. Man, this damn backpack is heavy. What the hell? This thing sounds like it's live. Fuck, it is live. I have to go get the fuck out of here. I'll just drop it here and run as fast as hell to get the fuck out of here.
What was that?
Jeez, it sounded like an explosion.
It couldn't have been an explosion. The explosion was a fake. We're going to arrest them as soon as...
Code Red!
Code Red! Code Red! All officers, a bomb has just gone off on Burnside Street in the middle of the marathon.
It's not a bomb. It's a fake.
That's the second explosion. About two blocks away.
That sounded like another one. Fuck, over there.
Confirmed! A bomb just gone off, and a second one too.
I thought you said it was a fake.
It was supposed to be.
Officer Smith, Officer Jones, come in.
Yes, sir.
You will disavow any knowledge of a sting operation to capture a terrorist. Nothing like that is to be entered into the official record. You can understand how events would compromise our situation.
Yes, sir.
Shouldn't we be helping people over where the explosion went off?
Yeah, sure. Go over there immediately.
Take us to find the culprits who did this.
It depends. If it's a plastic explosive, we can trace it back quickly. Plastic explosives have an identification tag in, so we can know where and when the explosive is bought.
This doesn't look like plastic explosives. I'm guessing gunpowder and other stuff too.
Gunpowder? That's not good.
You can't trace back the gunpowder?
Nah, thanks to the fucking NRA, gunpowder is not traceable. There's no limits to what these crazed gun zealots will do for their gun worship. Even when it comes to national security.
The NRA.
That figures. It means it will take us longer to find out who did this horrible thing.
Why, you wonder? Why did we do this? I will tell you why. Because Dr. Maldormus refuses to divulge any information. I will tell you why. Others have reasons for their savage acts. They have motives, grievances, anger, and revenge. They are pathetic in their banality. But there is no motive. There is no why. We are beyond all that. To create darkness and chaos in the world, we are the...
Angel, don't talk to them. Don't let them know anything.
Of course not. I wasn't saying anything.
not at all okay.
Seen this
and what do you mean? You weren't anywhere near the bombs.
I passed the finish line well before the blast. In fact, I came in third place.
You came in third? That's wonderful, Jimmy. Congratulations. I knew you had it in you.
It's not wonderful at all. I'm one of the winners. And then this, a bomb on the route.
Two bombs, actually.
Two bombs? The bastards. Look at that! It's on every television station! I hope they catch the bastards and string them up by the testicles!
A real tragic event. I hope they catch the bastards. You're lucky to be alive, Jimmy.
Well, I'm not lucky that this happened. Look at this!
This is an ABC News special report.
Two explosions near the finish line.
Information, not your name.
And an eyewitness who's on the phone with us right now is named Hayden.
Every channel! It's all about the bombing!
You might say it's gone viral, except that's when it's on the internet.
A news feed frenzy is what I call it. Two people dead, maybe three. More people die of guns every day in this country.
A real tragedy. It's what they call it.
And you know what's most tragic about it? This was supposed to be my day. I've waited 17 years for this day. I placed third in the entire marathon.
We're right proud of you, Jimmy. You deserve a ribbon.
Exactly! I worked hard for that ribbon. And yet, where's the courage in that? Where's my name, Jimmy Garrett? Third place in the big run, flashing over the television screens across the city.
I heard they might disqualify the race on account of what happened.
Fuck no, they can't do that. The one time I fucking place and they're gonna fucking cancel the race after it's happened? Unfucking believable! This was supposed to be my day. They stole that from me.
Please, Jimmy, have some compassion. You need to think of the people who are suffering, the ones who have lost their loved ones, the ones lying in a gurney in the hospital severely injured, not knowing if death is going to reach into their soul and pull it out of their body and defeat the ER machines and medics.
Like 0.1 miles away from the finish line.
Compassion! They get all the news coverage! I'm the one who's truly suffering! I'm the one who's worked hard to achieve something! And then, my achievement gets completely neglected by the media so they can focus on these people who merely stood around the street at the wrong time! There's something seriously wrong with this country that we treat our heroes so unjustly.
You're a hero? Did you help save some people?
No, but I did come in third place.
Listen to you, Jimmy. Prattling on about your silly medal when other people are dead or injured. You fucking cheated anyways. Maybe you need to see a psychiatrist or something. Getting so upset like this.
I'm not getting upset. I'm just saying that the news people can spend a little bit of their newscast broadcasting who came in first, second, and third. People want to know who won. Am I right?
Are you serious? And Patty, what do you mean he cheated? He had the race car driver fly him around the route, set off each one of the transponders, and then let him off near the end.
I had to pay good money for that! And that guy drove like a fucking maniac, whipping recklessly on one back road after the other. Now that I've paid him off, I never want to see him again. I think it would have been easier to run the damn thing.
Jimmy, I can't believe you cheated! You were actually glad this happened, aren't you? To provide more cover for your own subterfuge. And yet you feel guilty that you aren't more upset and horrified about what took place.
No, I don't want all those FBI and Homeland Security agents, let alone the Portland Emerald Society snooping around. What if they find out what I did?
No one cares about that, Jimmy. They just want to catch those killers. What you did was nothing. You weren't even trying to hurt anyone. You worked for this big run victory since you were a kid. And now you came in third.
I'm a horrible person. It suddenly hit me. I can't believe I acted that way.
second explosion reversed.
Ah, no one cares about it anymore. They've disqualified the race. Nothing counts.
That's not what I'm talking about. The way I was talking just now with you and Kelly, I wasn't even thinking about the people in the hospital. The ones who've died and lost loved ones. I need help, buddy.
Yeah, you might need some counseling. Yes, sirree. They can help you. Jimmy, let me give you the phone number of my guy.
Actually, I have a card in my pocket for a shrink. A cute girl at the race handed it to me. Here it is. Dr. Maldormus. Well, I'll give this Dr. Maldormus a call tomorrow morning.
You do that, Jimmy.
I looked over and after I heard one bomb go off, I turned around and I saw a second one shoot up in the air. It sounded just like bombs, but I thought it was
two white explosions near the finish line in short sequence.
And that is the end of our story, and the beginning of another. Because Dr. Maldormas shall return in his quest to spread evil across the world. Stay tuned to Ubu Hour in many future months to hear another misadventure of the insidious Dr. Maldormas and his shadow army of hypnotized mind slaves. This radio piece, The Big Run, was performed by...
Horse is a horse, of course.
Rolf!
Codge.
Virginia Furr.
Sweet Tooth.
This is Rock Bergeron.
And I'm Nars Narson as the narrator. The Big Run was written and produced by Rolf Semperbon for KBOO and...
Oh, wow.
I'm just having some concentration problems, and I was hoping maybe I could get a little something to take the edge off.
The edge off? What's the matter? What's the matter?
I'm just having some concentration problems, and I was hoping maybe I could get a little something to take the edge off.
The edge off? What's the matter?
Well... Coke. It's not cold.
I'm just having
it's not cold.
Some concentration problems.
Little sips. The Coke wasn't in the fridge.
All right. I will call me back. Tell him right away.
I was hoping maybe I could get a little something to take the edge off.
Yeah, but don't forget, nothing's been proven.
The edge off?
Nothing, certain.
What's the matter?
Don't fuck this up. If we don't get this right, Waldern will be out on his ass in 2 weeks and so will we.
Enough, Al. Enough with the cell phone already. The here and now, goddammit.
Call me back and read it to me.
I'm just having some concentration problems and... I was hoping maybe I could get a little something to take the edge off.
The edge off? What's that?
Jessica, reviewer of the lecture. Stella!
This has been the Ubu Hour, coming at you every first Monday at 11 p.m. here on KBOO. But have no fear, because there is radio theater every Monday at 11 p.m. Tune in next month when the Ubu Hour brings you
Title of Work to be announced at a later date.
If you want to hear other Ubu Hour radio theater shows, you can go to www.kboo.fm and look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, Hour.
I was hoping maybe I could get a little something to take the edge off.
The edge off?
I was hoping maybe I could get a little something to take the edge off.
The edge off?
I was hoping maybe I could get a little something to take the edge off.
The edge off?
I was hoping maybe I could get a little something to take the edge off.
The edge off?
I was hoping maybe I could get a little something to take the edge off. I was hoping maybe I could get a little something to take the edge off. I was hoping maybe I could get a little something to take the edge off.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
We better start the show rolling.
Olé, olé, it's show time!
In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room, in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon,
in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the audience too.
All together in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room, in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon,
in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room.
Our magnificent production is yet to come. So strum the guitar and beat the drum. We've been a hit and we know you adore us. So come on and join us in another chorus.
In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room. In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room.
All it's loud.
In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the
taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.
Thank you.
I thought I'd lost it for a moment, and I may have. Until now, and for the next 59 and 30 seconds, you will be listening to the Wacky Cha-Cha Club. No, I mean it's the Tacky Cha-Cha Club. It's not that either. It's the Jazzy Cha-Cha. Or it's the Kinky Cha-Cha Club. No, it's not that. Come on, everybody. Well, of course, it's the jacked out, whacked out, blacked out, tacked out, racked out, backed out, Well, there we go, and here we are again with another edition of the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you every Monday night right here at KBOO, Portland's community radio station.